children. Oh, I wanna wake everybody. Oh, 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 yeah. Making love till you scream. Oh, I don't care. I wanna wake everybody. Oh, while we're making children.
.7 to beat. That's all my fault, everybody. I'm behind the boards right now, and some things are not acting right for me. But we have our county prosecutor
live from the Amazing Right Studios. It's Straight Talk. You want to talk about subpoenas? The law. I can do the best I can. I mean, hey, listen, I can rap, so I might as well do my own intro.
You might as well do your own intro, because I, you see, I'm having problems.
It's Straight Talk with DJ Hilson.
And see, people, too, up here we have what they call carts, and DJ has his own cart with his intro and everything else in it. So I go to DJ's cart, which is a cart that has his intro and stuff in it, and it's not there. It's all zeros by it. So I'm like, I can't figure this one out.
I think it's either the board genies, board gnomes that have done something, or it's your subtle way of saying, this is your last show, DJ.
No,
our ratings are really poor.
No, they're through the roof.
We're erasing your cards. I got to tell you, I had high expectations when I stepped in. I mean, it's a new year. It's 2016. This is the first show.
And we started on time.
First show of 2016.
We started on time.
We started on time. I had to sing my own intro, but that's all right. This is community radio. This isn't your, nationally syndicated deal. This is community radio. This is how we roll in community radio. You have to impromptu do your own intros every time. I think that get rid of the electronics. We'll fly by the seat of our pants with the intro every time. It might be different. It might be the same, but you'll know that we're starting the show. I got to say, I walk in and the studio got some new toys for Christmas. I'm talking into a spit screen because apparently I spit too much when I'm talking. I must have the microphone part, the little styrofoam part all wet forever who comes in next. And they said, you better get Hilson a spit screen because this is ridiculous.
It's not only you.
I see it over there, right.
Ain't one over here because we don't play that. I mean, we okay. We wash these things on every other day almost.
Do you?
Yeah, we soak them in some solution and stuff like that and put them back up here. But, yeah, I guess some customers had some issues with our screen, with our thing being right there, and you have to talk directly into the mic and all that stuff.
Well, they didn't like that. They didn't PA. There's something about a radio microphone really close to your lips as you're doing radio. I don't know. Call me weird, but there is that moment of intimacy that you have with the radio mic. It's almost like I'm close talking with all of Muskegon right now because I'm right there.
You're right there.
Right there.
No joke. How you been? We haven't seen you since last year.
Yes.
What's happened since last
year?
Well,
listen, we had Christmas and then we had New Year's. So, yeah, I mean, it was good. Great. I had a really nice holiday. Got to spend time with a lot of family, which is always a positive thing. Took some time off, which was nice. Recharged the batteries a little bit. So that was nice. It was really hard last week getting back to work, I tell you, I mean, we take some time off. It's hard getting motivated again. But, you know, as is always the case, once you walk through those doors and sit down at your desk and start going through, you know, your daily routine, it's just like riding a bike, back at it. So yeah, it's been good. You know, how you been? You had a good holiday?
Oh yeah. Were you in Muskegon at all?
I was.
You were?
Yeah, I was for Christmas. I was here, and then I was out of town the Tuesday after until that Saturday. So I spent New Year's Eve and New Year's Day out of town.
Oh wow. With just you and your wife, or you, your wife, and kids?
My kids, yeah. We went and saw my wife's side of the family, her sisters, and my brother-in-laws, our cousins, nieces, nephews. Mm. Yeah, it was a good time.
Do they all know that you're the top cop around here?
Well, listen,
do everybody shut up when you walk in?
No, it's not like that. It's not like that. Listen, you got to understand my family. I mean, uh-huh. I don't get away with a whole lot. I really don't. You know, my jurisdiction ends when I walk through the front door. I'm done.
You're done.
That's it. That's all she wrote.
That's it?
Yeah. So, no, I mean, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it's always, the weather was somewhat cooperative. I mean, it wasn't, it was cold. But it wasn't snowy like it is today. I mean, holy cats,
yes.
Man.
Woo. Yes,
what an adventure it was today driving around town.
We worked a couple of days there. This only happened since the other day, right?
Yeah.
It was today.
Yeah.
Tuesday since Sunday evening.
Yeah.
This has happened.
This is it, man. Winter, right. Boom.
Just right there on you.
Right, yeah. I mean, there was no really grace period. It was... well, one day you're going to see grass, and the next day you're going to be shoveling a lot of snow. You know, that's the lake effect, if you will.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. So you said you had some announcements.
Yes.
I'm waiting to get to that.
Yes.
I can't find your intro. I can find it, but it's some reason it's not there.
Listen, you probably could find that cricket sound effect you played on me some time ago. Crickets.
The cricket. I can't even crickets. Find that right now.
Yeah, listen, man. I mean, it's, you know what?
Woo-wee.
These things are very confusing. I mean, and I know, you know, you haven't been around it a whole lot.
No.
I mean, you know, it's not like it's your job or anything to know how to run this. But, you know, be that as it may.
I just can't win for losing with you, can I?
Hey, listen, man. You know, as I've always said, it's like being on vacation when I come to this radio show. And so I feel like I need to let loose a little bit, you know, and let take the restraints off. And, you know, just as I take whatever you dish, I want to make sure that it's a mutual thing that you and I have going on.
It very well is, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know, I will say the request line. I haven't given that because that's part of the intro. I forgot that it's 231-722-8338.
And you know I put that up there just for you.
I know. I'm staring at it.
It's just right, an eye.
It's my eye level. It's awesome. I mean, listen. You know, I get treated like a rock star around here a little bit. Now, I'm still working on the part of my contract that deals with the catering. You know, I like certain things like jelly beans and whatnot. And I'm still working on that. We're negotiating that. But, you know, they do kindly put the request line right at my eye level so that if I turn my head, and it's right there. It smacks me right in the face.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm still having problems loading these
carts,
man. Listen,
you know what? Hey, man,
I'm just not going to win.
We're
today.
10 minutes in, so I mean, you might as well forget that. And I promise to try to recreate my exit when we're done. So I got your back today.
Okay, all
and
right.
You got after,
but
today,
I got to get it together.
Listen, after today, you got 2 weeks to figure it out.
Okay.
And I want you to text me when you get it figured out.
Okay.
Say,
I'm trying to get Mihan in here to help me because I can't figure this one out, why it won't load up. But,
hey, listen.
It is what it is.
you know, I really,
we had your rap in there and everything.
I know. I've enjoyed working with the radio station, and I'm going to miss all this. And I understand it's the subtle message that my time has come. It's time for the barn doors to close. You're taking DJ out to the pasture and driving away saying, run in the field, DJ. It's okay. You'll love it here.
You something else, DJ.
Hey, listen, I'm in a good mood today. You know, I really am. I had a good day today. It was fun. I got some work done today and had to, was part of a big presentation in front of a bunch of healthcare folks here this afternoon, which was a lot of fun. You know, talking about some really good stuff and then I get to come here. I get to finish my day here at the radio station.
Over here with us, and we enjoy you coming by and giving us all this great knowledge and expert tutelage that you give us.
Well, listen, that's awful kind of you to say. I mean, I can talk, and sometimes, you know, that makes you sound like you know what you're talking about. Which is okay.
It's all
right.
Perception
sometimes is a nice tool.
Wow. Okay.
Man, I tell you what. Boom.
Did you play Powerball?
Well,
I know you don't need the money, but did you play?
Please. I got to pay my student loans somehow. You know, our office, I'm sure like many offices across the nation, when it gets to a certain level, we start, you know, talking about pooling resources. And mm-hmm. we were in Saturday's drawing. We had some folks put in. And, you know, this is why lottery is such a great investment, because we had like 100 tickets. I don't know what that equates to money-wise. It's a lot of money. Yeah. And we won $19.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's not a good return on your investment. Except, you know, we reinvested that 19 with a little bit more for Saturday or for Wednesday's drawing. And so, yeah, we're, you know, I'm in just for fun. I mean, you know, you talk about getting up in the $1.5 billion range. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at, man.
No.
That's nothing to sneeze at. You know, I mean, your chances—you have a better chance of today the sun coming out than winning that. But you know, it's always—you know—it's always an interesting little game to play with yourself, where you try to be realistic, but then you're saying, you know, I could win. They could draw all my numbers. I could walk away with all this money. So, listen, if for some reason you don't see me in the county building on Thursday, there's a good indication that something really good happened.
You wouldn't show up to work, DJ?
You know, I probably would show up for work. I probably would show up for work. I'd have to. I'd feel bad.
What a new attitude, though, right?
Heck yeah, man. I might just rent a helicopter and show up for work that way on Thursday. Fly in.
Like PAV flying in?
Yeah. Land on top of the jail, rappel down, and go to work. What are they going to do, fire me?
Okay. You're right, DJ. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I would if I were you. That's something I would do.
Why not?
Have SWAT with me.
Yeah. SWAT with me. Little exercise. That'll get some people stirred up.
And I notice you don't walk around with bodyguards and stuff. You're all alone.
It's me and air. That's it.
You don't walk around with bodyguards.
No, he needs bodyguards. I mean, seriously, in my opinion, I mean, you know, there are some people that are, I suppose, that important, the president. But, you know, nobody's really that important. I don't know.
Well, when you get to attorney general, you'll have to have somebody go.
Yeah, my understanding is the state police start, protecting at that. You know, you got to get to that level to get the boys and girls in blue to drive you around and, you know, walk with you, governor or AG, whatever, you know.
I guess.
Hey.
But I couldn't see them. I couldn't see them walking around with you too long because they would.
I think would be fun. Maybe they do this. I know this is the kind of guy that I am. I like to play hide and seek with them. I'm walking with them. The next thing you know, I'm not. That would be.
That's why I said you would drive them crazy.
That would be kind of fun.
You would drive them crazy.
Here comes the computer man himself. I mean, listen, man, we're 15 minutes in, and I think just for poor Rob's own
sanity. I need some help, Q. But yeah, we're having some technical issues up here, y'all, for real. And
that's a fly hat he's got on.
It's, yeah,
his own is.
So yeah, you got me. All right then.
See,
Q got me now. All right, we're good now, DJ. Oh, we're gonna find the intro.
Listen,
we're gonna find the rap, the outro, the coming back, all that.
You better draw this out in like cartoon pictures so that he gets it in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so that is up there because we had to start without it, Q. So, and I tried calling you several times. I don't know. You got some minutes on your phone? You got some minutes on your phone?
Yeah.
Man, you do? Okay. Because I couldn't get a hold of you for some strange reason. I don't know where you were.
He got it. Did he just say that he got it in one try?
No, he's still looking. He's still right. Typing and everything.
Hey, man, listen. Like I said, you know, if you guys want to break it to me softly, I'm cool with that.
Oh, no, you ain't going nowhere. I'm sorry. You stuck with us. You're stuck with us, DJ. What's been going on in the county building this new year?
Well, you know, obviously we're getting ready to, you know, like every start of the new year, we always are, looking to start with a fresh slate kind of thing and carry over some of the things that we've been doing. And so I'm looking forward to, continuing, some of those proactive programs and, you know, obviously I'm looking forward to a fresh new year and hoping that we can do some good things this year. So I'm pretty excited, actually. I'm pretty excited about what we did last year and carrying over that stuff into this year. So, you know, as is with every start of the new year, it is a way to look back and see what you did and what was good and what you need to improve on. And so obviously we're going to continue with what we did that was good and work on improving in the areas that we need to improve. And so that to me is what it's all about. So it is exciting.
Who won the door contest this year?
My circuit court secretaries won the door contest this year. They had a nice door. It was the Let It Snow door. It opened up. They had a musical ornament hanging from it, and they had pictures of all of us from the office within snowflakes. And they won by a landslide. I mean, an absolute landslide. I will say that I did last year. No one voted for my door last year. That was very disappointing. And this year, I got 4 votes. So
you got 4? That's it?
That was it, man. And that's okay. I mean, that's an improvement. I went from 0 to 4.
Yeah, that's a big improvement.
It is. It is. So, you know, I was pretty happy about that. And so, yeah, I mean, we did garner. In fact, I the county communicator this month has a feature of our door contest and has all the pictures of our doors on it, which is kind of cool. So it's kind of fun to include the county on that endeavor. And I even reached out to some of my other outside partners. I had some kids from the Boys and Girls Club come through, and it was a lot of fun. The staff enjoys doing it. It's a little spirited competition, and we'll continue that tradition. So I'm looking forward to it. It's not for me. It's not about winning, although I'm a pretty competitive guy. But it's just bringing that spirit of fun to the office.
That's good. And you got a big announcement you want to
I do. Yeah,
here on the beat.
I do, and it's with great pleasure that I let everybody know that today I officially filed to put my name back on the ballot for 2016. So I'll be running for re-election as your county prosecutor. I'm very excited about that. I was very excited about having this opportunity back in 2012, and I'm looking forward to continuing all this great work.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Did you cut me?
No, he didn't cut you. He's working on trying to make sure this stuff is in here now.
Okay.
Even though he got it in there. What? Did you press it?
Yeah,
Let's see if he got all this in here. Oh, okay. Let's see.
Testing 1, 2. Testing one.
You got it back
two.
In now.
Testing 1, 2, 3. It's kind of hard to see through the spit screen and read my lyrics at the same time. Just an FYI. To all my good people in the place to be, this is DJ Hilson on the MIC. Blip, 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 blip. That's an outtake, ladies and gentlemen. Outtake. This is why I'm not quitting my day job. They were going to make this easy for me. This is crazy. Gotta get the rhythm down on that second to last line. You can listen to me speak. You can listen to me speak every week on the beat. You can listen to me speak every week on the beat. You can listen to me speak every week on the beat. To all my good people in the place to be, this is DJ Hilson on the MIC. Came to get busy, as it's plain to see, but I'd rather serve the neighborhood for you and me. Whether white, black, brown, yellow, red, or green, and I'm known to keep it clean as I step on the scene. You can listen to me speak every week. Oops, I missed the beat. To all my good people in the place to be, this is DJ Hilson on the MIC. Came to get busy, as it's plain to see, but I'd rather serve the neighborhood for you and me. Whether white, black, brown, yellow, red, or green, and I'm known to keep it clean as I step on the scene. You can listen to me every week on the beat, and I'm honored just to be at the Beat Awards 2015. Solid. What up? For the people of Muskegon, the MSK. Peace.
That is actually people like 30 seconds, if that long. We kind of had fun with it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, I'm looking forward to improving on that, actually. you know, that was a good start, you know, for a guy that, for a guy like me. But I'm looking forward to improving on that. Yeah. So anyways, like I said, officially filed my paperwork today. I'm in it. And so I'm looking forward to, obviously, like I said, continuing the good work that we've been doing and working, obviously, in the community as I have been over the last 4 years and continuing to build those strong relationships. I think that's very, very important. And, you know, like I said, there's still a lot of work to be done, in my opinion, and I'd like to continue in those efforts. So certainly any support you folks have. For me, I appreciate it, and as you all know, I'm always willing to listen. So,
if you have any questions for DJ, please give him a call. He's here on a regular basis. Sometimes we get calls, sometimes we don't. But the number is 722-8338, and he would love to answer your questions. He can't answer any questions that have to do with a current or. I don't know if it's a past case.
Past cases we can talk about.
But
anything
a current
pending,
case. Anything pending, he cannot talk about at this time. So, but if you got a question for him, please feel free to give us a call, 231-722-8338. We usually take it live. We don't screen him, usually. And we ask you not to say any swear words.
So, right. Especially if you're saying them at me. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
I think they would be an idiot to do that.
Listen,
publicly.
Hey, listen, I got pretty thick skin. I mean, I get it. You know, get it. Sometimes, you know, my position doesn't garner, you know, goodwill, and I understand that. You know, there are tough decisions to make, and that's kind of, you know, those are the decisions that I have to make. I'm not saying that I'm perfect or an expert, but you know, I deal with the information I have in front of me, and I do the best to make sure that I make the appropriate decision. You know, it's just with anything. I mean, some people are going to disagree, and some people are not going to like decisions that are made, and I can appreciate that. I certainly respect people's opinions, and I'm always willing to engage in any discussion because that's just, I think that's just healthy. And a lot of times, you know, it could be based on people's perceptions, or maybe they have some misinformation, or maybe they don't have all the information. And you know, I'm certainly happy to fill in the gaps you know, garner some understanding. And, you know, at the end of the conversation or the end of the discussion, if we disagree, then we respectfully disagree. I mean, that's what's great about our society, is that we can have those disagreements. For me, I don't mind that at all. I mean, there are things that I see that I disagree with, and do what I can to try and change that. And if I can't, that's okay. You know, I never make it personal. That's where I draw the line. I mean, I understand that my position is a public position, but that doesn't mean that you can attack me personally. And I strongly believe in that. So I'm human, just like everybody else. And I can guarantee you one thing, folks. If I make a mistake, I'm going to own it. There's no doubt about that. Because I think that's just a healthy way to look at it. So
that's good. Now, what I saw in the news that this police officer posted a $1 million bail to get out. In regards to the murder case he's charged with. Have you ever seen in Muskegon County where somebody posted a $1 million bail?
No. I mean, in fact, I heard, too, along those same lines. Well, it wasn't a posting, but, you know, that woman who took her kid down to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
She was extradited, yeah. And she mm-hmm. was on $1 million bond, and mm-hmm. the judge reduced it to $75,000. And she posted it. And I'm thinking, when I heard that today, I heard that this morning, and I thought, wow, that's interesting. You've got somebody that actually fled the country. And I don't, who knows the bond, the hearing they had. And I would love to have heard, you know, the logic and listen to the judge's logic on that. Why you would allow this woman to bond out. That doesn't make any sense to me. Now, again, I mean, I'm just going off of what I heard, and all I heard was it went from $1 million to $75,000. I could see $1 million to $750,000.
Yes.
But $1 million to $75,000, that's a pretty big gap. Hey, listen, I'm sure the judge had some very good reasons.
And what is the thought or the thought process is behind that? If you flee the country and you're brought back into the country,
right,
and your bond is $1 million, what is the thought process is that if you're dealing with somebody like Donald Trump or somebody who has millions of dollars,
sure,
what is the logic behind them saying $1 million for them to lose it or what?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the purpose of bond, and this is in the court rule, the purpose of bond is to ensure the person's presence at all court hearings. It's also, you can also look at likelihood of conviction. You also can look at public safety. And so you look at prior criminal history and all that. So there are certain factors written out that a judge can consider when considering bond. And so there's really no magic to what bond amount is set. It just depends on you know, what factor the judge is going to consider. For example, you know, when we deal with like, say, a murder case here or a pretty violent assault,
mm-hmm.
you know, typically myself or anybody from my office, we don't normally attend arraignments. But on some of these more bigger cases, we will go down to ensure that the judge at least hears from us a recommendation, and that's all it is. And we tailor our comments to fit within the parameters of the of what the law requires. So if it's a public safety issue, if it's a violent assault and there's a public safety issue, we're going to tell the judge about that. If it's a person that maybe has a history of not appearing in court, we're going to tell the judge that too. And so the judge then sets an amount based on that. And, you know, in the more serious cases, and we've had $1 million set on some cases. You know, we've had $500,000. You know, so when you're talking about that, and you're talking about having to come up with at least $50,000 to post, not many people can do that. You know, in the example you're giving, like Trump or this police officer, where a police officer got $1 million, I have no idea. But, you know, depending on the crime, I mean, the court may be left with setting a particular amount, and if the person can post it because they got a lot of money, then they can post it. I mean, there are some constraints that a court has when it's setting. Now, in very serious cases like murder, there is that ability to set, say, no bond. In other words, doesn't matter how much money you have, we're not setting them out, which means you're not getting out. And so that has happened on occasion here. Where a court has decided that they're just not going to set a bond, and legally they can do that in a very small handful of cases. So, yeah.
And there's criteria to even the no bond
correct.
Period
correct.
Thing.
Correct.
So they can't just say, "Well, I don't like this person or whatever and stuff." No bond. What is? Can you expound on what the criteria is for? No bond?
Sure. I mean, it's from my memory, it's a small handful of cases. You know, your murder cases, treason, which doesn't get charged a whole lot. Kidnapping, I think, is on that line. And I'm trying to think if there's anyone else. Those three I know for sure are there. So murder, treason, and kidnapping. A court has the authority, legal authority, to say I'm not setting a bond. I mean, that doesn't happen very often. You know, again, typically if a court sets a bond in the $200,000 to $500,000 range, that's a lot of money that a person has to come up with. And that's usually sufficient to hold them during the pendency of the case. So no bond, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's also done for, you know, lack of a better way to describe it, fluff. You know, because, you know, the reality is if somebody can't post a $200,000 bond, then they, you know, no bond, it's the same thing. You know, it serves the same purpose.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we try not to be – that's why, you know, we don't attend every arraignment. I mean, one, I don't have the personnel to do that. And two, you know, we trust our courts to be fair and just. And when a case calls for it, we'll attend the arraignment just to inform the court of those factors. You know, is there a public safety risk here? Is there a flight risk here that the court needs to be aware of? Because, you know, once a person gets out, you know, certainly they are constrained with that agreement that if they don't show, they're going to owe a bunch of money to the court. But, you know, if somebody's in a very desperate situation, they're not thinking about that. And, you know, we've had people bond out and flee.
For less.
And it's not, I mean, it's aggravating because, you know, ultimately that when you, for example, don't take care of a warrant or if you run from a court hearing date, that stuff doesn't go away. I mean, I'll take you through the office and show you the drawers of files we have from warrants way back in the early 90s that are open. Those cases don't go away. And so, you know,
and you have given amnesty before,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, we've done that
in your tenure, correct?
We've done amnesty.
Okay.
I mean, we've done, you know, it's, I can't even remember the last time we did it, but we've done amnesty where we've worked with the courts and the courts have said, hey, listen, we're just trying to kind of clean house here a little bit and we want you to come in and you know, it's basically, you know, it's like going to the old Kmart blue light specials, you know. This is a blue light special. You know, you're going to get a break on your fines and your costs and probably not going to go to jail. And we just want to clear these warrants out. And, you know, and we deal with that, too. I mean, you know, I've had people who've had, you know, warrants, like I said, dating back to the early 90s, and, you know, they, over time, you know, things kind of erode a little bit, and so we try to handle it. You know, we try to make sure and make sure that if there's a victim involved, that the victim gets justice. But we also understand, you know, the efficiency of the whole thing, and so we try to handle it very, very efficiently, but in what justice requires.
Have you in Muskegon had to walk into a court since you've been here, and you got the defendant has three or four attorneys?
Mm-hmm.
How does the prosecution handle that? Is it just a normal day at the office, or do you in turn grab three or four prosecutors for this defendant, or is it one prosecutor per? How does that work?
Hey, listen, I mean, there is no, I mean, for us, just from a logistical standpoint, I don't have access to pull in five lawyers and have them sit through a trial just because the other side's got four or five lawyers. I mean, you want to have that? Go ahead. I love the look of the fact that, you know, you've got four or five lawyers, or a lawyer that has an entourage of paralegals and interns, and I'm by myself with my officer in charge. I love that, because it's kind of like the David and Goliath type deal. Mm-hmm. You know, why do you need all those people? I mean, what's the deal? I mean, you know, you don't have a burden of proof. I've got that. I don't need a team of eight people sitting behind me to try this case.
Hmm.
But if you want that, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's you. I'm okay with that. I like playing the underdog.
Have you ever walked in Muskegon and had that situation? Because you see it like with the O.J. Simpson case, and you've seen it with other cases. Even this kid that we're talking about who fled the country with his mom.
Yeah.
Tons of attorneys, and then on the prosecution side, you would see tons of prosecutors. Is that something that they do in Muskegon, or is it some? You know, have you ever seen that? And had to deal with it yourself.
The most that I've had to deal with is I've had a couple of cases where I've gone against two lawyers, or, you know, I tease Fred Johnson about this all the time. You know, I've tried a couple of cases with Fred, and he'll usually have a couple of interns with him, and I joke with him all the time about that, about his entourage of interns and whatnot. So, you know, I mean, They do serve a purpose, you know, because when you're trying a case, and there's a lot of things going on sometimes at the same time, and you know, it's always nice to have another set of eyes and ears, and that's why, you know, we always have our officer in charge sit with us, because that is another set of eyes and ears who is focused, doesn't necessarily have to focus on the same things that I have to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And they can kind of watch and perceive and help. I use them all the time. I use them during the voir dire process when we're picking juries. I want them to really watch body language and just kind of keep an eye out. And those are great conversations to have, because I will always say, hey, listen, okay, what do you see? You know, who bothers you, or, you know, what vibes are you getting? And they'll tell me. I mean, it's a partnership. It's a team.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, same as for the defense, they do the same thing. I mean, that they may add a few extra people, but, you know, hey, if you're comfortable with that, for me, all that distraction, mm-hmm. Yeah, because then people are talking to you, you know, leaning over and talking to you, and there's nothing worse during the testimony of a witness when you got somebody leaning in and talking in your ear when you're trying to pay attention to what's happening up on the witness stand. Because you don't want to miss even the smallest thing, the critical. You could miss a critical piece of testimony that's important because you got somebody jaw jacking in your ear,
mm-hmm.
And that would drive me crazy. Because I typically try to stay in the zone, and I don't want to be distracted. I want to have 100% of my attention and focus on what's happening in front of me, and I don't need the distractions of behind me, or, you know, chirping at me, or. That always was a kind of a pet peeve for me.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, our time is sorely up again.
Look at that. You don't. Hey, now listen. Now, you know, I know it's January. But are you ready to lay down predictions for football? I mean, are you ready for
I was trying my best
the 2016
to avoid that.
Football NFL season?
No.
I mean, listen. You have the opportunity to start thinking about that.
I was trying to avoid that.
You have. Now, listen, I got to tell you, because my wife, she asked for one thing for her birthday. She said, you will get me. Or not, she didn't say it that way, but she said, I would really appreciate, I would like a Detroit Lions shirt. And so, as a dutiful husband, I purchased her a Detroit Lions shirt for her birthday. And
I know that had to be hard for you.
It was. It was difficult. My kids are just hating it. But it was great because her sisters, you know, sisters, what'd you get? And she said, I'm not telling you. I'll show you when I, you know, get to Milwaukee. So the first morning... That after, you know, we've been there, the first morning she comes down and she's wearing her Detroit Lions. And we're in Green Bay Packer territory. Okay? She's wearing her Detroit Lions shirt. It was a fun moment to see.
What did you do? Because she had to know that had to be like gritting teeth for you. Nails on a chalkboard for you to have to go to the store and purchase her a Detroit Lions shirt.
Well, see,
shirt.
I did it the old-fashioned way. I ordered it online.
So nobody would see you.
That's right. The only people that know are those folks that are listening right now. That's it.
So nobody had to see you.
Nobody saw me.
You had to do something, DJ. We're going to have to bring your wife in here again and find out what did you do that you had to go get a Detroit Lions
shirt. Listen, she says, I live in Michigan. I'm rooting for the Lions. It's that simple. I live in Michigan. I'm rooting for the Lions.
And you're not letting it go.
Well, you know... You know, towards the end of the season when it didn't matter anymore, I was trying to encourage, you know, her fandom of the Lions. You know, I would tell her when they were winning and when they won. You know, so, yeah, I mean, you know, it will cause tension in the house come this, you know, this year's football season because, you know, I've got a son that wears a Broncos shirt. I've got a son that is mixed up between the Packers and the Seahawks now, apparently. He's a Seahawks fan. My daughter just floats between whatever. I mean, I think she roots for the Lions because her mom does, but then, you know, she'll root for other teams too. So she's still trying to figure out what her football identity is. We're working on that.
And I'm quite sure if you have anything to do with it.
I do not, and this is full disclosure and honesty, I don't own anything Lions. I don't own anything Lions. No, I don't own anything Lions.
Oh, we're going to have to get you a jersey or something.
Well, listen, I have faithfully in my closet, I have a Clay Matthews jersey and I have a John Elway jersey, my Broncos jersey.
And they play for who?
The Broncos? Well, John, you know who John Elway is? What's the matter with you?
He played for who?
We got a lot of work to do, Rob. We got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do.
Hey, I had to get that in there because I can't say anything about the Lions. I haven't watched one Lions game this season. I've heard the stories.
Yeah.
I've watched more college and other teams than I've watched my Lions this year.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, preseason now, let's see, where it's January, so preseason is another 6 months away, July. Mm-hmm. Draft is in 3 months, April. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got, I think they've got a new GM now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, I'm sure that come July we'll be having these conversations about, you know, the Lions will probably go 3-0 in preseason, and I will again listen to the bravado of what that means, and then I will smile and nod
like you normally
like
do.
I normally do, and just say that sounds really good. I'm very excited for you, and then we'll just see what happens.
So, where's Green Bay at for Super Bowl this year?
Well, actually, they're playing the Cardinals this week. I don't know if you've been up to speed or not, but they beat the Redskins on Sunday pretty handily. Did you really ask me that question?
So how are they looking for the Super Bowl?
Well, listen, they've got two games to go, two big games. You know, they've got to get past the Cardinals on this weekend, who absolutely destroyed them a few weeks ago, and so they got some work to do. And my other team, the Broncos, are they've got home field throughout the playoffs, so they've been playing pretty well too.
Who does your son predict for the Super Bowl this year?
You know, I don't know that I've asked him that question. I'll have to ask him that and report back to you on his prediction.
Because I would love to hear his prediction.
I guarantee you he will probably predict the Broncos. That's a little bit with his head and a lot with his heart with that pick. Although, you know, they could very well pull it off. We'll see. And I don't know who he's got in the NFC. I'm not sure. I think he'd be torn between the Panthers and the Cardinals, if I had to guess.
Mm.
Well, I'll have to ask him. I'll let him know that you wanted to know his predictions.
I want to know his predictions. Because that kid, he knows a lot about sports. And if you listen to him, he can argue you. I don't see why he don't want to be a lawyer, because he can argue you up and down about what he believes,
yes,
you know, and what he feels in his heart, mind, and what he has with facts.
Oh, yeah.
He would throw some facts out there with you, and for a little kid his age, he going to be dangerous.
Yeah, believe me. I'm already losing hair thinking about it.
He's going to be dangerous. Yeah. He would be a heck of an attorney.
Yeah.
Because he ain't coming. He already know we got to deal with facts, only the facts.
That's right.
And, you know, that kid, I really admire his grandeur in sports and things like that. And it's interesting. I would love to see where he goes.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, you know, it will be interesting. We're trying to keep him focused on things other than sports. That unfortunately,
that's the hard part.
That starts consuming him just a bit. But yeah, we'll see how it goes here. We'll see.
That's just the hard part, because he's a kid and he has all this ambition and everything else, and you know he got to understand. I understand that part from the parent's perspective. Mm-hmm. He's got to understand. You got to get through school. You got to get through all these other things to get where you want to go.
That's right.
You know, so yeah, I totally understand.
Oh yeah.
So, but we're gonna see how Green Bay does.
We'll see
this week. Is it?
This weekend,
Saturday, right?
Saturday, I think, or Sunday. They play Sunday.
I mean, why am I thinking Saturday?
Well, there are some games. College. There are some games Saturday.
Oh, there?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. There's some games Saturday and there's some games Sunday.
But they are playing Sunday.
I think so, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm going to watch that game. So you'll be getting a few texts from
that,
me.
That's fine. I look forward to the text conversation that we are going to have.
Let me tell y'all what happened. Usually I'll text DJ something in the first quarter. I might hear back from him in the fourth. Other than that, DJ.
I've learned my lesson over the years. I've learned my lesson.
And I'll be talking all kinds of smack in the text. DJ may text me back in the fourth quarter, last 2 minutes. He may say, well, look like you were wrong.
So, yeah.
But thank you, DJ, for coming and starting off our new the new year here at The Beat. We're looking for bigger and better and more things to happen this year for us.
Yes, sir.
As well as with you guys and stuff. We got some irons in the fire that we're working on, you know, hence PA being out so much nowadays and stuff like that. And hopefully, you know, you can enjoy this ride with us, you know.
Absolutely.
So. And we thank you also for coming in faithfully for the last 4 years and doing this. You're a veteran now, so
I feel like a veteran.
And it's been interesting. We worked really hard and diligently to get this done prior, but you came on in and said, "Hey, I'm doing this," and you did not waver at all.
Yeah,
you've been coming in steadily, and people, he don't have to do this. He could get done at the county building, go home to his wife and kids, but he always stops here, talks with us, laughs and jokes, brings up the sports, And when he has to get serious, he gets serious and he tells us things. So, you know, you need to think about it. There is a big difference. So I here at the state, us here at the station and myself would like to say thank you. And we look forward to working with you in the future and doing this.
Well, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, too. This has been a lot of fun. I've always wanted to do radio. It's just something that it seemed like it would be a fit for me. And I just enjoy the heck out of it. So, you know, I appreciate the opportunity. It's something that I was happy to take advantage of, and you know, from my standpoint, it's a way to get messages out and talk to the community and engage them. And this is one way to do it. So this isn't work for me. I mean, this is just a good time and a way to have some fun. So I love it. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, we could talk about my contract next time. Man, you know, I'll let it slide tonight. My brain's kind of fried today, and I'm not in the mood to negotiate, you know, the jelly beans that I should have, the bowl of jelly beans that should be right here.
And that's another thing, people. He does this on his own dime, his own time. We don't give him no money for gas to get here. None of that. He comes, he does this show for a half an hour. Sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's 45 minutes. Whatever he has time for us, you know, poor people here. They can't give him a dime
listen
for coming.
Listen to you guys. I should probably pay you guys
this. We appreciate you doing it, though, GJ. And we appreciate you sticking with us, you know, and stuff like that. You know, we really do. It's been fun, and we look forward to the next 4 or 5
Absolutely.
Years we got with you.
Absolutely. Okay?
All right, DJ.
All right, my man.
We'll see you in, what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks. 2 weeks, yeah.
People, please call. He does enjoy the questions. Like I said, it's not about, you know, with his current cases. He cannot talk about that. I repeat, he cannot talk about him or the judge. They cannot talk about those cases, but they can talk about past cases.
Sure.
And it's only certain things they can say even and no. So, but you still call with your questions. Give us a call, 231-722-8338, and we would love to hear from you. Correct?
Yeah, I would. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
All right, DJ.
Now,
you have a good one.
Are we missing the exit part?
No, we're getting the exit. I'm waiting on you to give me the cue.
Did you find it? I mean, because yeah, otherwise I was going to do it, you know, the live version of it. But if it's recorded, then I won't embarrass myself.
We got the ending.
All right. All right. Well, hey, listen, everybody have a safe, travel safe out there. The roads are still pretty dicey. Mm-hmm. So go slow, take your time, travel safe, have a great night, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
You have just heard Straight Talk with DJ Hilson. Listen live every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. Or catch us on the web at www.1037thebeat.com.
103.7 Muskegon, Muskegon Heights.
A Muskegon County collaboration of events honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Join us as we celebrate the legacy of Dr. King. Sunday, MLK March and Commemorative Service. At 5 p.m., Mount Zion Church of God in Christ, 188 West Muskegon Street. And on Monday, January 18th, a community food truck at 10 a.m., Hackley Administration Building, 349 West Webster. Community Unity Luncheon, which is free, 11:30 a.m., First Congressional Church, 1201 Jefferson. MLK Musical Celebration, Stand Up for Right, 12:30 p.m., First Congressional Church, 1201 Jefferson Street. Media sponsor 103.7 The Beat.
They brought us some of the biggest hits. Now they return for the Bad Boys Reunion Tour, February 13th, in DeVos Performance Hall. It's Faith Evans. Valentine's Weekend. Look who's back. It's Mace.
Who's hot? Who not?
Also featuring Carl Thomas. And Case. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the box office. Don't miss the Bad Boys Reunion Tour. A Smash production.
Sponsored in part by the Kent County Convention Arena Authority.
Broadcasting live from the Mays and Wright Media Center, WUVSLP, 103.7 Muskegon, Muskegon Heights.
This hour of WUVS programming is brought to you by Mount Zion Kojic. Mount Zion Kojic is having a community march for Martin Luther King on Sunday, January 17th, 2016 at 5 p.m. It will start from Central United Methodist Church and will end at Mount Zion Kojic for a one-hour service celebration for